Hey guys, welcome back to Science Decoded. I'm your host, Kevin Armadillo, and I'm joined by Bria Clark and Jasmine Lang. And today, we're going to be discussing science, specifically CRISPR. Hey guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm a big fan of your show. As am I. We've been watching for months now.
Thank you. I'm excited to sit down with you guys and discuss this controversy. So, let's start from the basics and the backbone of this whole topic. Evolution. How do we know how organisms have evolved over time?
Evolution has been a major part of life since the beginning of time. It's the transformation of organisms over time due to natural selection. The way we know organisms have evolved over time is because of a fossil record that was dated back species millions of years.
How are natural and artificial selection similar, and how are they different?
Artificial selection has a lot of benefits, but can also be detrimental. Breeding animals by choice can destroy or create an entire gene pool. The difference between natural and artificial selection is that artificial selection is controlled by humans and humans only. Artificial selection usually takes less time, while natural selection happens over long periods of time due to the death of the offspring of a certain organism that couldn't adapt to its situation.
What is the human impact of artificial selection on the ability of organisms to evolve naturally?
Artificial selection is when two or more breeds reproduce and evolve a new species. The human impact is that when we use artificial selection, we don't let species evolve or reproduce naturally. We would have less natural species that are reproducing, and when we use artificial selection, we will have more than one breed reproducing and creating new species.
How do genetic modifications help and or hinder society?
Genetic modifications come with a lot of different casualties and confusion. The reason alone is probably one of the biggest reasons why this process won't be available to the general public and also the given. People don't understand it. Scientists right now are still configuring the process of designer babies. Yeah, exactly. These babies could call for massive configuration and variations of breeds that could potentially be imminent danger to our surrounding world. The reason this could be useful is because the crops that are being modified for demand can be different than the crops that are modified because we need. Maybe crops won't need to be grown anymore and instead can be mass produced by replication. Or maybe the designer babies can be helpful in ways we can't seem to fathom. But who knows? We have barely made a scratch on the possibilities CRISPR can hold.
On that note, this podcast is over. It may not have been that long, but it was interesting discussing these topics with you guys. I learned a few things myself.
Yeah, you really made me see things that the way other people could potentially view things.
I like it. It's really cool.